In January of 1942, 8-year-old Tom Crosby, his brother, mother, and grandmother, all Americans living in Manila, were taken prisoners by the Japanese who had invaded the Philippines. For the next 3 years, he would experience life as a child POW. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Tom Crosby was just 8 years old when the Japanese invaded the Philippines. His brother, mother, and grandmother, all Americans, were living in Manila when the Japanese took them and approximately 3,500 other civilians as POWs. They were sent to the campus of the University of Santo Tomas.
All the elder men were in the gymnasium on the floor, about 700 of them. And that's how they spent all 3 years.
Tom and his younger brother were housed on the third floor of an adjacent building, separate from their mother and grandmother.
Our first wake-up call was within the first month. 3 men tried to escape. They were caught, brought back, and then they were made an example in front of all of us. We had to go out and watch them, torture them, and then took them into a banana grove right in front of the main building there, and you heard 3 shots, and that was it.
His family was taken prisoner in January of 1942. After 2 full years at Santo Tomas, conditions went from bad to worse.
The third year in 44 was absolutely the worst because the Japanese were as bad off as we were. Their supplies were cut off.
His grandmother was a resourceful nurse who found a way to provide her 2 grandsons with a little extra nutrition.
She took our leather shoes, belt, anything like that, and she would boil it in water and boil it and boil it and boil it until she got some nutrients out of the leather. It tasted horrible.
Tom and his brother also scrounged through the Japanese soldiers' garbage to find bones that could be boiled. By 1945, the end was near, but whether they would live or die was very much in question. More next time as we travel the countryside. In San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.